play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's enough of that. And this is enough of this. This is the news, according to me. Good Wednesday, live Wednesday morning. It is live on a Wednesday morning, August 9th, 9:46 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are live. We're going live here. We already have a couple people that have entered the room already this morning. I usually play a few tags on the beginning just to make sure all the signal's going to be okay and everything's going to work right, because you just never know. Start this thing in and then I don't want to go into a show and then have the thing, you know, go from excellent signal to poor signal to crappy to you're a loser, you're shut off, you're cut off, no more signal for you. I don't want to do that. So no show Monday, Tuesday, by the way, in case those of you didn't notice, there wasn't any show. I was kind of busy Sunday, Monday, Tuesday this week. So but the rest of this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a different story. The news, according to me, for you, is going to be on. And this morning I have an interesting cup. It's not what's in the cup that's interesting. Well, it's always good, but it's what's interesting is what's in the cup. But what's more interesting is what's in the cup is what's around the cup. What's in the cup is what it's in. I have chai, vanilla creamer. Vanilla chai, I'm sorry, with Cinnabon creamer. However, the cup itself is rather fancy, I must say. I fancy myself a new cup. I found this cup, I think it was at Costco, actually. I might have got this at Costco, I think. I think it's where I got it. I must have, because it was cheap, so I'm pretty cheap. Right now, I'm just going to say my cup is set on 140 degrees. My cup has an automatic warmer inside of it. It's a, hopefully it doesn't catch on fire. I have a cup full of chai here. Oh, it's nice and warm. It's nice. It doesn't cool off. Now, I don't mind iced chai. Lukewarm chai is okay too. Room temperature, it's okay. This little cup, it's cordless. And you just set it on a little thing, like it has a little stand that you set it on that recharges it. Now, it's not, I don't have the stand with me right now, but it has like a 6-hour, 8-hour battery or some kind of ridiculous thing. I had it set on 135 earlier and it was just not quite hot enough. So I've got it set on 140. 140 seems to be the setting that's kind of the sweet spot. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. Just so you know, but I'm really rather intrigued. It's the first time I've ever used it. I have to say, it's pretty good. Now, you think you can run up to 145. Which I think in the wintertime might be a little more apropos. But for now, we're just going to go with what we got. Now, I've got a few things I want to get into today. Of course, the news just kind of builds up, and I have this whole bunch of stuff I want to say. And I have a tendency to trip over myself with all the information I want to talk about. However, my watch is telling me it's time to stand up. My watch now runs my life. I got this Apple Watch, whatever thing we call it. And it keeps track of my activity. It tells me how many miles I've walked in a day, how many steps, how much I've run, bike riding. It knows that I'm doing all this stuff. Now, this is a little creepy in some ways, if you think about it. I get out and ride around on a bicycle for a little while, and it goes, "Hey, I think you're riding a bicycle. Would you like to record this?" What else have you been watching me do all day? What else have you been monitoring about my life? You know, they don't even have to force us to wear a tag now. We just put a tag on our wrist, like a bunch of animals. But I did it. I did it all right. I'm just a tag, I guess. I'm just a part of their chattel. So, welcome to the room. If the interesting thing about, I've got some interesting stuff about Pfizer. Pfizer has been under some scrutiny, not necessarily in our country right now because this whole election thing and Biden and all that stuff. We're going to talk about that later. But this whole Pfizer thing is really starting to unroll. It's starting to peel back. The onion is starting to peel back. Yes, good morning. Those of you in the room. There's some investigations going on in Australia right now. They're going through this whole process of reevaluating and going, and some, also some things in Europe as well. But the ones in Europe are the ones are kind of a little bit mundane. The ones in Australia are, they're actually getting, they got some guys asking some serious questions and they're not getting any answers. Pfizer is refusing to answer. They're very tricky about the way they do this. And it's, these guys are like U.S. politicians, the leftists on steroids right now. And Eric is on. Eric has been on before. He's the old man's podcast and the slightly serious show on Podbean. Give him a check. Check him out if you get a chance. Those of you who are listening. The interesting thing is this onion is being peeled back, and they get asked these questions, and they are so good at deflecting. Now there's a little show called Redacted, and I was a little bit leery of this YouTube channel at first because they push pretty hard on some things that most people get censored for the things they talk about. And this guy has been, the guy who runs it, him and his wife, they have an extremely good budget. They got some big sponsors, which always makes me a little bit curious as to why someone who doesn't have big sponsors and someone who doesn't have a big budget and doesn't have the, and doesn't say half as much about things that are going on with regards to politics and vaccines and the Ukraine war. And they boot people off on other channels, where they do not boot this guy off. And it's a little bit strange. Now, Jimmy Dore is the same way. It's kind of interesting. Jimmy Dore gets to say the things he says. Now, he's pretty careful about what he says. And someone will come on and he'll talk about Pfizer and the vaccines, big pharma, all the stuff that's going on. And then he will make this comment. He'll say, well, yes, but, you know, we all know that the vaccine is, you know, he kind of winks as he's saying it. The vaccine is highly safe and effective. And he kind of goes on and corrects the guest, you know, kind of thing. Because of fear of being canceled. But at least that's the way it comes across. I don't know. So I'm trying to figure this all out at this point. Maybe they know something about the algorithms. Maybe they have some kind of inside scoop. I don't know. Maybe they're able to navigate some of this stuff. I do know that Black Conservative Patriot, he goes by BCP, he has basically completely left the channel. And he has come back on he changed the name of his channel, I think, to Nothing But the News or Nothing But the Facts, whatever it is. And he actually, interestingly enough, he has come back on the channel now. For a while, he had his daughter just reading news clips, no commentary. Then he went into this thing where my dogs are barking. That's not what he was talking about. I'm just saying my dogs are barking. Hopefully there's nobody walking into my garage right now. So he had this thing going on where my dogs are really distracting me right now. It's kind of annoying. So anyway, get back to what's on topic here. So Jimmy Dore has people on and he talks about the Pfizer vaccine. Now, Redacted recently came on with they played some interesting things that were happening. I'm pretty sure this was in Australia. Hopefully I can find this. I'm going to try to pull this up. I was having some technical issues earlier. I don't think I can stream at the same time I can play video. I should have recorded the audio from this particular thing so that I could. And actually, there's nobody at my door. I'm just looking at my video here. I have security cameras everywhere. So I'm going to try to play this audio. And see if it works out. It's this interesting. Make sure I got it up here. I got all my buttons pushed where I need to be. I don't have an engineer. I don't know. My crew isn't with me this morning. By the way, I'm in the home studio in my house. I'm not at the worldwide headquarters this morning. So I got back from my trip yesterday. I covered a lot of ground. I was actually out in Boston. But anyway, here we go.
Let's see if I can play this. Process why the vaccine causes myocarditis and pericarditis.
So this guy's asking this question.
I'll take that, Dr. Hewitt. Sure. Based on our clinical trials and pharmacovigilance data, as well as real-world evidence following the distribution now of billions of doses of vaccine, we retain confidence, strong confidence, in the safety profile of the vaccine.
Sorry, Chair, point of order. I've asked, do you understand why it causes, I know that it's a low risk, I'm asking, do you understand why it causes myocarditis? I want you to explain to me why it causes myocarditis.
Okay, so he's asking a very specific question here. The question he's asking is, why does the vaccine cause myocarditis? What is happening mechanically, physically? Explain the process of the vaccine. Can you explain it, yes or no? Is there a reason why the vaccine causes myocarditis? Because they know it does now. The studies have shown it's not. Initially, everything came out and they all, this is what they originally said. Well, with COVID, apparently, COVID is COVID. It's all about COVID. COVID apparently causes this. If you had COVID, then you might get myocarditis. Now they're finding out very clearly that it is 5-1 people who've been vaccinated that have that contract myocarditis because of the vaccinated people. The rate is up 500%. And it is only up 500% among those who've been vaccinated. Now, if you've been vaccinated and you don't have this problem, that's fine. It seems to be there's no study on this that we're aware of. There's nothing being published. We don't know if it's because there's a pre-existing condition that causes this. If you had certain blood type, we have no idea. And they do. And it's pretty obvious they do. And they don't want to say anything about it. And here's what they're doing. So they come back. So he asks this question. Why does the vaccine cause myocarditis? And he doesn't come back and say, I don't know. We don't know. We're looking into it. He doesn't answer the question directly. All he comes back with is the vaccine is safe and effective. You know, we all this cost analysis, the danger analysis, whatever he calls it. We'll see what he calls it here.
Do you understand why it causes myocarditis?
That's a yes or no question.
He's aware of very rare reports of myocarditis and pericarditis that have been temporarily associated with vaccination.
This is his answer.
Well, that's still ongoing for some people.
Senator Reddick, Dr. Theroux should answer the question.
This is a moderator.
According to public health experts and regulatory authorities around the globe, the number of reports of myocarditis remains small.
Well, I'm not referring to the number of reports.
So this guy's going on to the number of cases remains small. So he's trying to go on to this whole thing. And what he's ended up doing is he's talking about this. He's diverting. It's incredibly talented at this because he never answers the question whether they understand it or not. All he says is, we're aware of myocarditis and pericarditis. And he never gets into the why the vaccine is causing it. And he doesn't say, all he would have to do is come out and say, we don't know why it's causing it and we're looking into it. We don't understand it. He could say, we do understand it, but we can't talk about it right now because of, you know, we have to go through some process of discovery, you know, more. We have a hypothesis of why it might be happening, but we can't talk about it. Because several ideas. No, he deflects completely from the question. It is basically a yes or no question that he ends up asking him. He says, do you or do you not know why it's causing myocarditis? And he never gives him an answer. We'll continue on with this.
to explain to me the mechanism of how the vaccine causes myocarditis? Do you not understand the mechanism of why the vaccine causes myocarditis? It looks to me like you don't. And if you don't understand it, why are you saying the vaccine is safe without qualifying the risks?
So, Senator Rennick, I think Dr. Theroux is now actually this, about to...
This guy talking right now is the moderator, and he's obviously on the side of Pfizer. Because he's saying, I think he's about to answer the question. You have to give him a chance. You know, he's trying to push this guy back. And realistically, he should be pushing on the other side and saying, answer the dang question. He doesn't do that. Let's just keep on going.
Get to that point, whether people agree, whether there's agreement to his evidence or not, is another question for others to make a judgment on. But if Dr. Theroux, if you could again go to Senator Rennick's question.
Senator, all medicines, all therapeutic products and vaccines have benefits and have side effects as well. Looking at the totality of the evidence for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, regulatory authorities, health authorities, experts globally, including in Australia, within the Department of Health and the TGA, have maintained that the benefit-risk ratio...
That's not the question that I asked.
Benefit-risk ratio.
Can you explain why the vaccine causes myocarditis, yes or no?
Senator, the benefit-risk profile...
Yes or no? So you clearly don't understand the pathway, do you? Because you can't explain it. I'm not referring to the cost-benefit analysis here. I'm referring to, do you understand the biochemical pathway as to why the vaccine causes damage to the heart?
Senator, I'm happy to take your question on notice and come back to the committee with whatever information we can provide. I might just clarify, I was not referring to a cost-benefit analysis in my previous response. I was referring to the benefit-risk ratio, and health authorities around the globe continue to recommend the benefits.
And that's, this isn't the question that I'm asking. Anyway, thanks, Chair.
But can I just so I'm clarify as well, Dr. Theroux, you've agreed to take the question on notice and give further response to that question. Is that correct?
That is correct, Chair. As I understand, the question was about the mechanisms, and we're happy to take that question on notice.
So they're going to take that question on notice. That's where they're at with that now. Taking that question on notice. Yeah, we understand he asked about the things. So he doesn't even address the person asking the question. He talks to the moderator and says, yes, we understand that that's the question he's asking. We'll take that question on notice. In other words, in Australian speak, that means we'll get back to you on that. We can't answer that. We're not going to answer that right now. And we'll get back to you on that. Now, there was some other... Jimmy Dore had a guy on, and this was interesting as well. I wish I had the audio from this. I would have to dig through and find it again. And then Russell Brand even had somebody on talking about this whole thing, and it was even more interesting. And they continue to dig. There's people digging into this now, finding out that Pfizer is lying through their teeth, that a different kind of dose was given to Pfizer employees than was given to people in the country. One of the things that Jimmy Dore put on, he had this really interesting interchange with, he recorded, they're trying to change the whole narrative now. They're trying to change history. One of the things that they've started saying, and this is where Jimmy Dore's show went on with this, they were saying that no one was ever forced to take the vaccine. Well, no one was, that we know of, at least on a formal, official manner, was held down and jabbed, you know, outside of their control, outside of their will. Being forced is a very tricky statement legally. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a epidemiologist. I'm not a virologist. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a financial coach. Or life coach or financial counselor. But, so the legal term here is what they're trying to get around. They're saying, wait, no one was ever forced to take the vaccine. But you have politicians, and they play this time after time. Politicians coming out and saying, you won't be able to go to the gym. You won't be able to go to go to a restaurant. You won't be able to go out, you know, to go to the movies if you don't take the vaccine. Then they say, well, we never said that if you take the vaccine, it was going to stop the pandemic. And then they play all these things about when all the things that they were that was said about stopping the pandemic. And they come out and say, no one ever said that it would keep you from dying or keep you from getting the virus. And they play about 20 times. All the people who said, if you get the vaccine, you won't get the virus. The president himself, the president Joe Biden, the honorable, most prestigious, well, I'm going to vomit a little bit here. I keep saying that. Joe Biden. Creepy Joe. I'll just say it that way. Came out and said, if you get this vaccine, you won't get the virus. And then he has the audacity to come out and say, if you don't take the vaccine, that you're endangering others. How dare you get the? And then Trudeau was saying the same thing. You don't get the vaccine, and then you come and you think you're going to sit down next to somebody in a movie theater without the vaccine. Sit down next to somebody who's been vaccinated. Well, why should they care? They've been vaccinated, right? So the vaccine doesn't work. Not the way a vaccine's supposed to work. It is possible, probable, and I will contend that the initial vaccine probably kept some people from dying. Probably. What are the numbers on that? We don't know, because there really wasn't a study. It was just forced down our throats with the threat of losing your job, losing your well-being, your ability to go do anything, to live your life normally the way... All these threats that we were getting. Oh, but you weren't forced to take it. Oh, yeah, you don't have to take it. You just have to live in a bubble. You basically have to imprison yourself. And by golly, if you protest it, we're going to freeze your finances. Take away your social scores. You could do in China. It's just the kind of thing that was going on. And they won't admit to this. None of this. Well, no one was ever forced. Oh, well, it's not our responsibility. You made your own decisions on that. You could have left your job. All these health workers, government workers, military people who were pressured. Maybe not forced. But when you're up against a wall, what are you going to do? Unfortunately, there were a lot of people out there who are a little bit more liberal, I will say, or libertarian, a little bit more, who basically, and I couldn't believe what was coming out of their mouths. They'd be saying, oh, just take the shot. What's the big deal? Just get the shot. It is a big deal. Whether you get the shot or not. Now, I talked to several people during this whole thing. I don't want to bring up all this. It was just a bad time. The stuff that was going on at that time, I got into a lot of discussions, tried to stay out of them, but I would end up finding myself in discussions with people as I was traveling. This one fellow was sitting waiting on getting some food someplace, and they were talking about the mandates. And he said, well, I'm vaccinated. He goes, but I disagree with the mandates. Oh, well, that's good for you. Disagree with the mandates. What are you going to do about it to fight back on that? What are you doing to fight back on that? Are you going to disclose to your employer that you... Because really the mandate was a disclosure mandate. If you want to get down to the root of it, your employer had no business knowing whether you were vaccinated or not. Because that means they can treat you differently. And in many cases, there were actually different...